ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो 19th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 24।
यत्र वैकुंठ कथा सुदापगा न साधवो भागवतास्तदाश्रयः न यत्र यज्ञेश मखामहोत्सवा सुरेश लोकोऽपि न वै स सेव्यताम्।
न यत् डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। An intelligent person does not take interest in a place, even in the topmost planetary system, if the pure Ganges of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities does not flow there. If there are not devotees engaged in service on the banks of such a river of piety, or if there are no festivals of Sankirtan Yajna to satisfy the Lord, especially since Sankirtan Yajna is recommended in this age. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the land of Bharatvarsha, specifically in Bengal, in the district of Nadia, where Navadvip is situated. It is therefore to be concluded, as stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that within this universe, this earth is the best planet, and on this planet, the land of Bharatvarsha is the best. Bengal is still better. In Bengal, the district of Nadia is still better. And in Nadia, the best place is Navadvip, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there to inaugurate the performance of the sacrifice of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Shastras recommend Krishna Varanam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yajnehi Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasaha. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by his very confidential associates, such as Sri Nityanand, Sri Gadadhar, and Sri Advaita, and by many devotees like Srivas. They are always engaged in chanting the names of the Lord and are always describing Lord Krishna. Therefore, this is the best among all the places in the universe. The Krishna consciousness movement has established its center in Mayapur, the birth site of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give him the great opportunity to go there and perform a constant festival of Sankirtan Yajna as recommended herein. Yajnesh Makha Mahotsavaha. And to distribute prasad to millions of hungry people hankering for spiritual emancipation. This is the mission of the Krishna consciousness movement. Chaitanya Bhagavat confirms this as follows. One should not desire to be elevated even to a place in the heavenly planetary systems, if it has no propaganda to expand the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no trace of Vaishnavas, pure devotees of the Lord, and no festivals for spreading Krishna consciousness. It would be better to live perpetually cramped within the airtight bag of a mother's womb, where one can at least remember the lotus feet of the Lord, than to live in a place where there is no opportunity to remember his lotus feet. I pray not to be allowed to take birth in such a condemned place. Similarly, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement, anyone who performs Sankirtan to please the Lord is very glorious. Such a person has perfect intelligence, whereas others are in the ignorance of material existence. Of all the sacrifices mentioned in the Vedic literatures, the performance of Sankirtan Yajna is the best. Even the performance of 100 Ashwamedha sacrifices cannot compare to the sacrifice of Sankirtan. According to the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, if one compares Sankirtan Yajna to other Yajnas, he is Pashandi, an infidel, and is liable to be punished by Yamaraj. There are many Mayavadis who think that the performance of Sankirtan Yajna is pious activity similar to the performance of Ashwamedh Yajna and other such pious functions. But this is Naam Aparadh. Chanting of the holy name of Narayan and chanting of other names are never equal, despite what the Mayavadis think. Hare Krishna. So for my own purification and for the purification of the and for the glorification of the Lord, I would like the blessings of all the devotees so that I can speak some few words. Actually, I forgot to read the word-to-word translation, so we'll do that. So, there is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the pastime of Maharaj Chitraketu, where it is said, Narayana Parayana Na Kutaschana Bibhyati Swarga Apavarga Narkeshu Api Tuliyartha Darshanam. It is said, one who is a pure devotee, who is completely surrendered to the Lord, Na Kutaschana Bibhyati, he is not afraid of any situation. Swarga Apavarga Narkeshu Api Tuliyartha Darshanam. That even if he is in the heavenly planets, or if he is in the hellish planets, or even liberation, he rejects all these things. And he is Nabibhyati. He is completely fearless. Now here it is again said that an intelligent person, in this case it is referred to as a devotee, because the most intelligent person is a person who takes part in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. It is said that he is very afraid of going to a place where there are no topics of the Lord being sung. And so here there is a contradictory statements that how a devotee is afraid and how a devotee is completely fearless. So how do we resolve the situation? So when I was reading this verse, came to my mind, some place it is said that a devotee is afraid, and at another place it is said that a devotee is fearless of going anywhere. So actually there is a contradiction, certainly. Now how is this contradiction resolved? The contradiction is resolved when you see the heart of a devotee. Both these contradictory emotions can actually take place at the same time. Like for example, if there's a small child and the mother is, you know, taking the child in the rickshaw, and the child is doing a lot of mischief. You know, he's playing with the plastic bag of the mother, and he's doing all kind of nasty things. And after some time he thinks, you know, how wonderful it will be if I just jump out of the rickshaw. And then the mother says, you foolish boy, if you jump out of the rickshaw, you'll break your leg, you'll become handicapped, just like that man sitting on the road. You see that handicapped person? You just become like that. So the child, he thinks, oh my God, I don't want to become like him. And then immediately he sits quietly. He doesn't do any mischief. So at the same time, then he starts beginning his play and he becomes very happy. So he forgets about that fear. So similarly, the heart of a devotee can actually harbor both these kind of emotions simultaneously. So there's no contradiction. When a devotee thinks of going away from the association of devotees, he becomes very fearful. When for him, his own personal sense of gratification, he's completely fearless. What is most important is he considers is the service of the devotee, service of the spiritual master, and the pleasure of his spiritual master. So that is the most important thing. If it pleases the spiritual master to be in a place which is away from the association of devotees, then he does that. But for his own personal sense gratification, he would not even like to be in the association of devotees. So that is the principle which he keeps in mind always, the pleasure of a devotee, pleasure of the pure devotee. So we see that in the pastime of Ramanujacharya, when he was sitting amongst the assemblies of his devotees, he made a proposition. He wanted one of his devotees to go to Sri Shaila, that is Tirupati, and offer intimate service to the Lord of rendering, giving flowers to the Lord. So he put up the proposal to his disciples that who would like to go to Sri Shaila? And that time Sri Shaila, Tirupati was a very, we can say, isolated place, and there were no proper routes. It was just like a forest. So going there, commuting was very, very difficult, very austere place. So when Ramanujacharya made this proposition. So immediately one of his disciples, seeing that this pleasure of his spiritual master is involved in this, he would be very pleased if I take the initiative and I go to Tirupati, Sri Shaila. So immediately Anantacharya, he volunteered and he said, I would go to Tirupati, Sri Shaila. So Ramanujacharya, he was so pleased by this gesture of his disciple. He said, he embraced Anantacharya and he said, you are my best disciple. So Anantacharya, he took up this step, even though it involved giving up the association of his god brothers and intimate association of even his spiritual master. But that actually ensured that his spiritual master was pleased by his service. So that is the essence. The essence is the service of the Lord. What does the service demand? We see in the pastime of Vibhishan and the Leela of Sri Rangam, the deities, how the deities came about there. When he went to South India, Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he wonderfully he spoke this pastime. And how this deity actually came about. So when Madhu and Kaitav was actually killed by the Lord, Lord's incarnation as Haigriva, so Lord Brahma, he desired to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he performed a lot of penance. And when he performed penance, the Lord being very pleased with him, he manifested himself in the form of the deity of Sri Rangam, Ranganathji. And Lord Ranganath, he appeared, the deity of Lord Ranganathji appeared in a swan-like carrier, which was completely golden. The entire altar of Sri Ranganathji actually appeared as it is from Vaikuntha and appeared in Brahmaloka, in Satyaloka. So Brahmaji was very pleased and he started offering puja and worship to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And after him, the parampara was carried on, and it was Ikshvaku who desired. Vivaswan was the chief pujari, head pujari, and he was worshipping Ranganathji. And after that, the worship of Ranganathji was handed over to Ikshvaku. And Ikshvaku actually wanted that the deity should be worshipped by his descendants on earth also. So he started performing tapasya so that the deity can be brought down to the earth planet. So when he performed tapasya, Lord agreed to come down to earth. So Brahmaji came to know that actually Ikshvaku wants to take the Ranganathji deity down to earth. So he became very disturbed. So he spoke to Lord and said, Lord, why do you want to leave me? Why do you want to leave this place? You are with me. So the Lord said, don't worry, I will come back for every offering that you want to make. So in that condition, the Lord left and he came down to the earth planet. He came to Ayodhya, where the descendants of Ikshvaku, Lord Ramchandra himself, was worshipping Sri Ranganathji, his deity. So we see that after the Lanka battle was over and Vibhishan was coronated the king of Lanka, he came to Ayodhya to attend the Rajasuya sacrifice conducted by Lord Ram. So after the Rajasuya sacrifice was over, Vibhishan, he desired that he'd never leave the association of Lord Ram. He just wanted to be with Lord Ramchandra, be at his lotus feet and serve him. He was not interested in going to Lanka and taking over the management and the administration and being the king. He was just not interested. His desire was just to be with Lord Ram and just serve him personally. So his heart was with Lord Ram. His aspiration was not to become the king and to dominate and to rule over. And his desire was not that. So the heart of a devotee is seen here, that his heart is always in the intimate service of the Lord. But then the Lord told him, no, you have to go. You have to go back and become the king and rule and administrate and oversee the administration of Lanka. So Vibhishan said, no, nothing to it. I am not leaving this place because I need a personal association to serve. So the Lord, being very compassionate to him, he said, all right, I will be with you in the form of the deity of Sri Ranganathji. So Lord Ram personally handed over the deity of Ranganathji to Vibhishan. So Vibhishan seeing that, oh, all right, the Lord's personal association is available in the form of deity. So he took the deity and he started walking towards Lanka. So while he was coming to Lanka, one of the people attending the Ayodhya Rashtriya sacrifice was one great devotee of the Lord whose name was Dharmavarma. So this Dharmavarma, he also saw the deity of Sri Ranganathji and he became very much attracted. And he felt, I must have Ranganathji for my worship. That was his aspiration. So he started performing tapasya. He performed tapasya so much so that the Lord agreed to be with him. So when he came to the place at Sri Rangam, Vibhishan, while traveling, this Dharmavarma thought, I should trick Vibhishan somehow. So he held a 9-day festival. And when Vibhishan approached that place, he said, Vibhishan, oh wonderful, you have come here. Please attend this festival and then you can proceed towards Lanka. So Vibhishan, he said, all right. So he attended. And after the 9-day festival was over, Vibhishan was about to lift the deity and take him to Lanka. Sri Ranganathji is just stationary, he's refused to move. And Vibhishan started shedding tears and tears and he was crying, oh Lord, why aren't you coming with me? You promised that you will be with me. And then the Lord replied to him, said that, this is my abode. I am eternally situated in this place, Sri Rangam. This is my home. So please don't take me from this place. So Vibhishan said, what about me? You promised that you will be with me. So the Lord said, well, you are my devotee. For a devotee, the pleasure of the Lord is of priority. So it is my desire to be here. So because you are a devotee, you will certainly comply. I know that. So it was so hard for Vibhishan to be in separation of the Lord. But still he considered that yes, service of the Lord is more important. The instruction of the Lord is more important than being in the personal association of the Lord. So then he decided, okay, I should leave this place. But the Lord promised him, don't worry, for your pleasure, I will face towards Lanka. I will look into your direction. And you, knowing that, I am looking towards you, I am always with you, you must do your administration. So we see a devotee's task is actually so difficult. It's difficult because he's attached to the Lord. At the same time, he may get instructions to serve the Lord in separation. And this is actually the mood of the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, service and separation. And that's what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati also said, desire to serve the Lord, don't desire to see the Lord. So, this is what it is. So, for it, when it comes to service, he considers what is best, what is giving pleasure to the Lord. But when it comes to his own personal Krishna consciousness, he is very afraid. He's afraid of going to a place where there's no devotees. And he's afraid that he may lose his Krishna consciousness. So devotee is always afraid when it comes to his own Krishna consciousness. So we see in the example of Chota Haridas. Chota Haridas, when he was apparently alleged to have indulged in a non-devotional activity, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you get out of my association. No entry for you. I will not give my personal association for you. So Chota Haridas was hankering for Mahaprabhu's association. But Chota Haridas was completely neglected by the Lord. And when the Lord neglected Chota Haridas, what did Chota Haridas do? He committed suicide. He killed himself because he felt that if I am not getting the Lord's association, if I have displeased the Lord, it was not so much being in the Lord's association, it was actually the displeasure of the Lord which actually hurt him the most. And he felt that it's no use living. And he committed suicide. So we see both these contradictory situations. When a devotee is hankering for the association of the Lord. And when a devotee actually leaves the association of the Lord for the service of the Lord. So here and in the previous verses, we have seen that how much this land of Bharatvarsha is glorified. How much? We see that in the previous verses, the land of Bharatvarsha was described to have so many rivers. Everywhere you go, in one Bhagavatam, lecture, Gaurang Prabhu was saying, in Mera Bharat Mahan, he was saying, he gives a guarantee. He says that if you just go 3 If you travel in any car, 3 hours, you're sure to reach a holy place. That is the greatness of India, the land of Bharatvarsha, that you will find some holy place, some tirth. So much the land of India has been glorified, so much. There's a Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, all these great rivers have been here. Great devotees have appeared here. And so much so that the Lord Himself has chosen this place to appear. So here, Srila Prabhupada is writing that out of the whole world, Bharatvarsha is the best for spiritual advancement. Out of Bharatvarsha, West Bengal is best. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in West Bengal. Out of West Bengal, the district of Nadia is the best. And out of the district of Nadia, Navadvip is best. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the supreme personality of Godhead, out of all the 14 planetary systems, chose the earth planet to appear, and within this earth planet, out of all Australia, Japan, China and all these places, India, and within India, West Bengal, and within that, the district of Nadia, and within that, Navadvip. So we can understand how important is Navadvip. Anyone would like to read any book written by, say, a book on quantum mechanics, written by Kapil Dev, the cricketer? No one would like. Right? He's not an authority in quantum mechanics. So similarly, if a scientist in quantum mechanics, like say Einstein, if he makes a theory, or someone like great scientist's name, who's crippled and he's sitting on his armchair, and he's Stephen Hawking. If Stephen Hawking, he proposed a theory on black holes, so certainly everyone would like to purchase that book and actually read it. So we see the ultimate authority when he has chosen Sri Navadvip Dham to be the best place to appear along with all his associates. We can understand what is the potency of that place. So certainly the land of Bharatvarsha is actually very, very great. But we see that more important than a physical place is the association of devotees. This is the verdict of the Shastras. It is said in the Vedic literatures, Yasyatma buddhi kunapi tridhatuke swadhi kalatradishu bhauma ijjadi. Yatirta buddhi shalile nakarhichit janeshu abhigneshu sa eva gokharaha. He is comparing a person, a human being, to a cow and a donkey. Who is this person? He's saying a person who goes to the holy places just to take a bath in the holy rivers. But he has no interest in associating with the devotees, speaking with them and hearing Brahma Gyan. So the Shastras calls a person going to a holy place to take a bath in the holy river to be no better than a cow and an ass. Imagine. Why? Because he's not interested in taking association of devotees. So the Shastra is proving that more glorious than actually the physical tract of land is actually the association of devotees. So we see this is so much true. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we find that Srila Prabhupada has actually installed these holy places all over the world. Prabhupada said that my ISKCON temples are non-different from Vaikuntha. And we see this is practically demonstrated by the devotees of the Hare Krishna movement, ISKCON. There is so many devotees are leaving their bodies outside the tract of land of Bharatvarsha. So in the BTG, there has been an article on passing away of devotees. Topic was where to die. And there have been so many instances. There have been nearly, at least I have written down at least 12, but there are innumerable instances, cases of devotees leaving their body outside of Bharatvarsha. One example of Savitri Priya Dasi, who was just an ordinary housewife in London. And she took initiation from Bhakti Charu Maharaj. And she became very sick and she had to actually leave her body due to some disease. And in the last time of her life, she got the association of all the devotees. They came to her room, they started chanting, and she got the association of personally Shivaram Swami Maharaj and Bhakti Charu Maharaj, who was doing a shooting for his Abhay Charan serial somewhere in America. He stopped his shooting there. He came to London to meet her, and she could actually meet her spiritual master. And various other sannyasis visited her, like Vipramukh Swami, Radhanath Swami, Radha Govind Swami, Mahavishnu Swami, and many other devotees actually visited her in London. And in the association of devotees, with all the devotees chanting Hare Krishna, she left her body in pure Krishna consciousness, which is ultimately the culmination of all spiritual practice, to remember the Lord at the time of death. Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he once gave a lecture on the life of Abhiram Thakur Prabhu, who was here, he was living in this ashram. You see that how he left his body in this temple. Was it in this temple, right? He didn't go even to Vrindavan. He preferred to leave his body in the association of devotees here in Chobat, in Bombay, which is actually the financial capital. It is not the spiritual capital. So we see, even in a most passionate place like Bombay, he preferred to leave his body. We see there's another devotee called as Namacharya Das. He was just attached to the holy name, and he left his body in China. We see Mahatma Das, he speaks about a devotee whose name was Kirtida, a lady called as Kirtida. She was a wonderful devotee. She was connected to the devotees in Dallas, Hare Krishna community in Dallas. In her final days, she was constantly hearing and chanting, and all the devotees were with her all the while. And because of her Krishna consciousness, all the devotees there became more serious. Because generally all the devotees are, you know, it's not necessarily all the devotees are in perfect consciousness. Some of the devotees may be spaced out also. But in seeing the environment, you know, of a devotee who is so Krishna conscious at the time of her leaving her body, they became more Krishna conscious. As Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj writes in his book, there is something called as collective consciousness. And we are, and every individual devotee is a part of the collective consciousness. The collective consciousness influences the individual, and the individual consciousness influences the collective consciousness. Therefore, we must be very careful what consciousness we keep. So, if we are in an environment where it is not Krishna conscious, we have to safeguard. And when we are in an environment where there is Krishna consciousness, we have to actually open our minds and become Krishna conscious. So, this devotee Mataji, Kirtida Mataji, by her strong Krishna consciousness during her leaving her body, she actually influenced. Everyone became more Krishna conscious by seeing her leave her body. Because the harsh realities of life actually comes to the forefront. So, we see that there was another lady who was a nurse, who was nursing this Kirtida Mataji. Her name was Jerry. She was a Catholic lady. And she's seeing so much love, so much devotion in the environment, and the Krishna consciousness of this lady, she actually herself started wearing sari, she started chanting Hare Krishna, and she wanted to see all the videos of the Hare Krishna movement. So throughout, when she was nursing this Kirtida Mataji, she herself was constantly watching this Hare Krishna movies and chanting Hare Krishna. So much was the influence, even to a person who was not at all exposed to the Krishna consciousness philosophy. So, there are so many devotees like Bir Krishna Das Goswami. He says that if I want to leave my body, if I have to leave my body, he says, I would like to leave my body close to my deities Radha Gokulanand at North Carolina. So this is to prove that Srila Prabhupada said that my temples are not different from Vaikuntha. Then there is other examples like Keshav Bharati Das. I think he is now Keshav Bharati Maharaj, I think. So he was telling about his elderly mother, who was a very devout Christian. So she, throughout her life, she has always been very religious. So at the last point of her life, when she was about to leave her body, so this Keshav Bharati Maharaj, he went there and he started reading the Krishna book for her. And she was just hearing the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And after long hours of hearing, she asked Keshav Bharati Maharaj, tell me, my son,
Who is God?
So Kesha Bharati Maharaj is telling, Krishna is God. The one whom you've been worshipping throughout your life as a devout Christian, that God is Krishna. So his mother just nodded her head as if saying that, yes, I believe you, I accept. So we see that when she was leaving her body, she had Tulsi in her mouth and she was having Ganga Jal in her mouth. Kesha Bharati Maharaj put Mahagarland over her body. So in that state of Krishna consciousness, with her son chanting Krishna's names for her, she left her body in North Carolina. We see other examples of Vrindavan manifesting anywhere. Like we see Radhika Mataji, she says that she's a devotee in Dallas. She says that how is it that we find devotees leaving their body anywhere in the world and still they are Krishna conscious? How is it like that? So there is, she gives a logic. She says that the Vrindavan is not a physical place. It can manifest anywhere. Okay? The place of Vrindavan is not limited by a physical tract of land. Vrindavan is compared to actually a lotus flower. Like even if you go to Vrindavan, you see that Varsana is one place and Gokul Vrindavan is another place, so far off. And we would see that Krishna, how he would go herding the cows from Gokul Vrindavan to all the way to Varsana and all other forests. They appear so far. How is it possible for Krishna to go actually from one place, one forest to another forest and come back by the daybreak? It's only possible if there's something mystical about it. So it is compared, Vrindavan is compared to a lotus flower. So just like a lotus who's got its petals, when it blooms, blossoms, the lotus petals open. And when it closes, then the lotus petals come together. So if Krishna wants to go from one forest to another, he just jumps from one petal to another petal. Or from one forest to another, he can do that. So similarly, Vrindavan can manifest anywhere in the world. And we see that in the Shastras, the proof. Like Sanatan Goswami was a disciple of Lord Chaitanya. And he, every day he would have a regulative principle of going around Parikrama, 26 kilometers of Govardhan. So Lord Chaitanya came to him and he said, you're so old, why don't you just relax? You don't need to do this Parikrama every day. You're already a liberated soul. So Sanatana Goswami said, no, I have to do this. I have to do this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a Govardhan Shila and told, you just do Parikrama of this stone 7 times and it's equivalent to doing the Parikrama of Govardhan. So he did that and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proved that Govardhan could manifest in that place, in the place of the stone. We see other examples like Nanda and Yashoda, when they wanted to leave Vrindavan to visit the holy places, Prayagraj and all those holy rivers. So Krishna said, where are you going? Why are you leaving this place? So he said, we are going to visit the holy places. So Krishna said, no need. The holy place, I will bring the holy places to Vrindavan. And he brought all the holy places to Vrindavan. And all the holy places personified were there in Vrindavan, bowing down Sri Krishna. And Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj were saying, oh, the holy places have manifested here. So this is the proof that the holy place can actually manifest anywhere. There's no need of any physical place to be there. Even though we see that Vrindavan is glorified, that if anyone leaves the place, their bodies in Vrindavan, a place like Vrindavan, he goes back home, back to Godhead. But we can put more emphasis on the statement of the Shastra that the state of consciousness of a devotee is more important than the place where he lives. Because there's a very clear-cut instruction in the Shastras that whatever is the state of consciousness when one leaves one body, that is the state of being he achieves. So there are other examples like one devotee, when he was just about to leave his body, he says, bye-bye, Gaur Nitai, he says, and he leaves his body. Another devotee, he shouts before leaving his body, I didn't know dying would be so easy. And he gives up his body. Bhakti Tir Maharaj, he said, I lived in style and I will die in style. And we see he left his body in Gita Nagari in America. And we see other examples, like recently we saw the passing away of our dear God brother, Soka Krishna Prabhu. How much of mercy he received. All the devotees there, here, great sannyasis like Radhana Swami, and great devotees like Yamuna Mataji and Niranjan Maharaj, and Vrajbasi is personally coming to chant for him and doing kirtan. So what is real Vrindavan Dham? In the pastime of in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Yudhishthir Maharaj enters into, when Vidur enters into the court of Yudhishthir Maharaj, Yudhishthir Maharaj is saying, "Oh, you have come. You coming here is equivalent to the holy dhams coming into my, into our assembly. Because a devotee is like a dham personified. Swantastena gadabritha. Because the devotee's heart is always carrying the Lord who is carrying the club, who is wielding the club. So therefore, wherever the Lord is, wherever the devotee is, the Lord is there. And wherever the Lord is there, Vrindavan Dham is there. And we see other devotees like Hayagriv Prabhu, who was actually in the association, who rendered so many intimate services to Srila Prabhupada. His name was Howard Wheeler. He edited the first manuscripts of Srila Prabhupada. He somehow slipped away out of the association of devotees and went into so-called Maya externally, but he immediately came back and left his body in the association of devotees, and he left his body in a Krishna conscious state of mind. We see Sudama Prabhu, Sudama Das, devotee of disciple of Srila Prabhupada. He was told to go and preach in Japan. It was risky. There was a risk of him losing his Krishna consciousness, but Srila Prabhupada actually assured him that he will take care of him. And he left his body in the association of devotees at Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish. That was in Los Angeles. So there are so many such examples. So therefore we see that a tract of land is not as important as the association of devotees and the state of consciousness in which we are. Therefore it is said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying in his song, that Keet Janma Ho Jatha Tu Adas Bahir Mukha Brahma Janma Nahi Ash. So he is saying that, may I be born even as a worm, so long as I may remain your devotee. I have no desire to be born as Brahma, averse to you. He's saying, Anmao bi moe ichha jadi tor, bhakta grihe jani janma ho mor. He's praying, if it is your will that I should be born again, so he's saying, let it be in the home of your devotee when I can render some service. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that, let me be your dog. Let me be your dog. I don't mind. So Srila Prabhupada says in one of the lectures, why is a devotee praying to become a kita? Or why is a devotee praying to be a dog? Why isn't he praying to be a lion? Oh Lord, let me be a lion in your association. So Prabhupada says that is because a devotee is always humble. He considers himself lower than a worm in the stool. That is actually his consciousness. Like when we went to South India, Maharaj was telling, Radhan Swami Maharaj was telling one pastime of, I think, Parashar or Kuresh, one of these two devotees. When actually, in Sri Ranganath Deity's altar, a dog somehow accidentally entered into the altar. And all the pujaris said, oh, how contaminating, a dog has entered into the altar. And immediately the pujaris decided that we should wash the altar. And this great devotee is thinking, why are they washing the altar? When I am here in the altar, I come to worship the deity. I am more fallen than this dog. After me entering the altar, actually this maha cleaning of the altar should be done. So this was the consciousness of a devotee. He always considered himself lower. So even being in the association of devotees, it is essential to be in the humble state of mind. The humility is a very essential criteria. To be in the association in a humble state of mind, in the state of consciousness of being lower than a worm in stool. So Prabhupada says, what is association? Even a mosquito can take association of the king. So how he takes association? He sits on the shoulder of the king and he's sucking blood. So that is not association. What is association? Not the physical proximity. But actually association means dadati prati grahnati guhyam akhyati prichyati bhungte bhojayati chaiva shadvidha priti lakshanam. That when you give gifts, you receive gifts. You serve prasadam, you receive prasadam. And you exchange intimately your heartfelt feelings. with other devotees, make intimate friends. And he says another very important criteria is machyuta madgata prana bodhayantascha parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. That the devotees are always engaged, should be always engaged in the speech about Krishna, always talking about Krishna. So one Prabhupada disciple, he came once when I was in Pune. So he came to Pune and he was saying, many times devotees when they speak, I've seen they speak indirect Krishna Katha. But why not direct Krishna Katha? Directly Krishna Katha. We can speak like Krishna's Leelas or something like that. So he was making a point that how devotees association is important and valuable when we actually take the association seriously by being in a humble mode and actually being in a humble state and in being in a service attitude. So how was this actually made possible? How was it that devotees leaving their bodies in all these different places all over the world, how was this made possible? This is made possible by the mercy of the Lord and His devotees. By the inauguration of the Sankirtan Yajna. So it is said in the Shastras, in the Mukund Mala Stotra, Kulashekar is praying, all glories to Lord Narayana, without remembrance of his lotus feet, recitation of scripture is merely crying in the wilderness. Regular observance of severe vows enjoined in the Vedas is no more than a way to lose weight. Execution of prescribed pious duty is like pouring oblations into ashes. And bathing at various holy sites is no better than elephant's bath. So this is very important. That the Sankirtan Yajna is so important. So Prabhupada says this in this verse. That Sankirtan Yajna cannot be compared to any other pious activity. There is another verse. Go koti danam khaganam kagasya. That even if you give 10 million cows in charity or a mountain of gold in charity, still it cannot be compared to remembrance of the Lord or Sankirtan Yajna. It's so powerful. So therefore, there is a wonderful story that we hear in the Association of Devotees, that how of a story of a pujari and the story of a prostitute. So the temple was very close to a brothel. So the pujari was always looking at the brothel and he was thinking, oh, this prostitute, oh, just see how she's enjoying. Just see how degraded activity she is indulging in. Oh, how sinful, how sinful. So he was always contemplating on this prostitute's business and how abominable she was. And the prostitute, she was always contemplating, oh, how fortunate this pujari is that he is involved in the most intimate service of the Lord. And I am in such a degraded condition that I am involved in such a degraded profession. So when the time came for the pujari to leave his body, Yamaraj came. And the pujari is looking at Yamaraj and says, what's wrong? You have come into the wrong address. That side, the prostitute is there. So Yamaraj said, no, I am in the right address. So why is it so? This is because the pujari, even though he was so close in the association of the Lord, but he was contemplating something else. But the prostitute, even though she was doing in the most abominable profession, she was actually contemplating Krishna, contemplating the fortune of being a devotee. So the state of consciousness is more important. To summarize, the state of consciousness is more important than actually a physical tract of land. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So there's no time for any questions. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Please forgive me.